and welcome to our weekly podcast. Whatever kind of week you've had, I hope these songs, prayers, and reflections will lift your spirits and renew your faith. I had a bit of a wobbly time myself last week, feeling anxious and unwell. Not coronavirus, thankfully. And I determined to combat my fear by praising God. So I went out in the garden with a hoe and repeatedly sang, "I will sing to the Lord as long as I live." The first song that came into my mind, a real blast from the past. So after we hear an opening prayer from Suzanne Cooper, join me in singing praise to God.
Lord, we come to you. We come with open hearts and minds to seek you, to know your presence within our lives. We come to praise you for accepting us as we are. So through our worship today, may we feel and know your presence with us. Amen.
Sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad, I will be glad in the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad, I will be glad in the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. I will sing unto the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praise to my God while I have my being. My meditation of him shall be sweet. I will be glad, I will be glad in the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord. Bless thou the Lord, O my soul, praise ye the Lord.
I hope you were blessed by that song as I was. It's based on words from Psalm 104. And the same theme is echoed in the next Psalm 105. Julia Pike reads to us, after which Suzanne leads us in prayers of thanksgiving and confession.
Psalm 105. Give praise to the Lord, proclaim his name. Make known among the nations what he has done. Sing to him, sing praise to him. Tell of all his wonderful acts. Glory in his holy name. Let the hearts of those who seek the Lord rejoice. Look to the Lord and his strength. Seek his face always. Remember the wonders he has done, his miracles and the judgments he pronounced. You, his servants, the descendants of Abraham, his chosen ones, the children of Jacob. He called down famine on the land and destroyed all their supplies of food. And he sent a man before them, Joseph, sold as a slave. They bruised his feet with shackles, his neck was put in irons, till what he foretold came to pass, till the word of the Lord proved him true. The king sent and released him, the ruler of people set him free. He made him master of his household, ruler over all he possessed, to instruct his princes as he pleased and teach his elders wisdom. Praise the Lord.
Our prayers of thanksgiving. Let us give thanks to God in all things, for in thanksgiving lies hope. Hope for a better future. Hope for a chance to make a real difference, for a way of coping through good times and bad. We give thanks to God in all things. Let us give thanks to God in all things, for in thanksgiving lies gratitude. Gratitude for the good things we have and have enjoyed through our lives, for the opportunities and chances that occur in life, for the friendships and relationships that help shape us. We give thanks to God in all things. Let us give thanks to God in all things, for in thanksgiving lies praise. Praise for creation and its creator, for salvation and our Saviour, for the Spirit and spirituality. We give thanks to God in all things, for God is goodness, and in him we find strength and hope. Amen. Let us give our confession to God. Lord God, I am sorry for the times I take my eyes off you and seek to do things in my own strength. I am sorry for the times I doubt you, for the times I fail to trust in you. I am sorry for the times I ask you for signs. Lord, I pray that you will forgive my doubts and hesitations. Show me your loving presence, especially when I need it most, and teach me always to trust in you. Amen.
It's important not just to believe in our hearts, but to confess with our lips. That includes both witness, sharing the gospel with those around us, and confessing God's goodness in praise, as we have been doing. Paul writes about the importance of confessing our faith in this passage from Romans, read by Julia.
Romans chapter 10, verses 5 to 15. Moses writes this about the righteousness that is by the law. The person who does these things will live by them. But the righteousness is that by faith says, do not say in your heart, who will ascend into heaven, that is to bring Christ down, or who will descend into the deep, that is to bring Christ up from the dead. But what does it say? The word is near you. It is in your mouth and in your heart. That is the message concerning faith that we proclaim. If you declare with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe it in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it is with your mouth that you profess your faith and are saved. As Scripture says, anyone who believes in him will never be put to shame. For there is no difference between Jew and Gentile. The same Lord is Lord of all, and richly blesses all who call on him. For everyone who calls on the name of the Lord will be saved. How then can they call on the one they have not believed in? And how can they believe in the one of whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone preaching to them? And how can anyone preach unless they are sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news.
Thanks, Julia. We keep confessing our faith in God in our next hymn. Adrian leads us as we sing, The Lord is my salvation. As we trust in God, we need not fear the darkest days, and we do sometimes have them. But the Lord is my salvation.
Salvation.
Now Julia reads from Matthew's Gospel, after which Steve Cooper will bring this week's reflection.
Matthew chapter 14, verses 22 to 33. Immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go on ahead of him to the other side, while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I. Don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid and, beginning to sink, cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God."
This passage of Jesus walking on the water, given to us in Matthew, follows the death, or was it murder, of John the Baptist as a vanity prize, and the feeding of the 5,000. Are the 5,000 the same people who had flocked to hear John calling out in the wilderness, calling out the misuse of power and authority, and claiming and promising one greater than him to come to usher in the year of the Lord? So are they, following John's death, now at risk of being leaderless, rudderless? And yet they have found a new hope in the Jesus that has just fed them, having given them a day's discipleship training. And Jesus now needs to reflect on their hopes and expectations. He waits briefly to be alone with his heavenly Father, sending the crowds and the disciples away. He went to a quiet place to pray, to be himself. During the evening, the boat that the disciples were in was battered by the winds, a rough sea. But in the morning, Jesus was again at peace with God. Resolved in his calling and purpose, he was able to defy gravity and to walk on water. Theorists may argue whether this was a physical reality or a metaphor for his relationship with the Father being so assured that he was buoyed despite the ills of the world around him. And Peter recognises not only the person of Jesus, but the divine act in Jesus, and desires to participate in that relationship and that act. Of course, Peter starts out well. He too is able to cross the water as he focuses on God in Christ. He is not drowned by the reality around him. But as he recognises where he is, he falters and calls out to God. In the Old Testament passage in Elijah, has a similar experience. Fresh from the triumphal defeat of the prophets of Baal, he travels into the desert and starts to doubt himself and God. He feels isolated and alone, though the well-known story reminds us of finding God speaking not into the dramas and calamities surrounding him, the earthquake, wind and fire, but deeply, quietly, into his very soul, renewing him, and then showing our Elijah that far from being here alone, he is part of the mighty throng of prophets. Of course, in these strange times, we might see many connections with these stories and our own feelings. When we are in the fellowship of the gathered church, we may be reasonably secure in our faith. But in these times of isolation and separation, it is easy for us to take our focus off the Lord and be swamped by what we see and hear around us. The death rate from COVID, the tragedy in the port of Lebanon, and so on. These passages can, though, give us a comfort. First, that indeed we are not alone in our isolation, though it be a common feeling of many. Secondly, that as we recognise again our needs and call out, "Lord, save me," as Peter did, that God in Christ will do just that. Reorientate us towards faith and assurance, a faith and assurance we've known. And thirdly, that he will place us not only into his own loving care, but also into a community of believers who've gone through the waters of temptation and at times failed just like we do, but who have been saved by the grace of God through faith. That community might still be not close to hand, feeling separated, not particularly visible to us, but it is God's gift to all who call on the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that they shall be saved, and saved to the uttermost. Amen.
And now, as part of that worldwide community, we pray together.
We come together to offer our prayers for others. Let us pray. Lord God, we come before you to pray for all of those people for whom taking risks is a way of life. Lord, reveal yourself to them and keep them safe. We pray for our emergency services, for paramedics, the police, the fire service, for doctors and nurses, for all who daily face difficult situations as they seek to help to protect us and make our world a safer and more peaceful place to live. Lord, reveal yourself to them and keep them safe. We pray for people who work in troubled areas, the armed forces in war zones, for those who bring humanitarian aid into areas of natural disaster, and for those who help others through many varied and difficult situations. We pray for the people of Beirut at this time of disaster. We pray for those who have had to step up and help their neighbours, for their emergency services who have had to deal with unprecedented numbers of injured people whilst the hospitals and many other buildings are damaged or destroyed. Lord, reveal yourself to them and keep them safe. We pray for people who take risks in your name, those who take your word where it is most needed, and for people who grapple with their faith and doubt. Lord, reveal yourself to them and keep them safe. Lord, reveal yourself to us as we face the unusual situation we are living through. Bless us and keep us safe, we pray. In and through your holy name we pray. Amen.
Let's start this new week confident that God is with us and will sustain us in all circumstances. We end by singing, to be in your presence. May that presence be with us this week and always.
To sit at your feet, where your love surrounds me and makes me complete. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. To rest in your presence, not rushing away. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord. This is my desire. This is my desire, O Lord, this is my desire.
Peter only knew life as a fisherman, but he got out of the boat and followed you, Lord. Help us to hear your voice, to step out of the comfort of our lives and follow you also. In the week ahead, may the world and its problems decrease as you increase in our lives. Keep us focused on your way, looking ahead and trusting you, this day and every day. Amen.
This week's reflection was brought by Steve Cooper. Suzanne Cooper led our prayers. Julia Pike brought the readings. Songs were by Adrian Pallant and by me, Pete Wildman, who hosted this podcast. May God bless you this week and may his presence be with you, whether you feel as if you're safe in the boat, encompassed in God's love, or out walking on stormy seas. Wherever you are, he's with you.